Alexander Darchev is Russia's charge d'affaires in Washington. He's here now. And Mr. Darchev, the West has condemned your government. Today, the British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, said it was Russia's clear responsibility to end the conflict quickly. Georgia's offered a ceasefire. You have yet to respond. Why?
For the last days, we have very contradictory statements from the Georgian side. And but reality on the ground is completely, I should stress, completely different. Georgian troops are regrouping, while Georgian artillery and armor are still shelling residential areas and peacekeepers. Georgia should unconditionally stop fire and start verified withdrawal of its troops from South Ossetia, and immediately sign a non-use of force agreement with South Ossetian authorities. After that, we will consider further steps to normalize the situation. And only then the active phase of peace enforcement operation will be completed.
So do you dispute the West's assertion that it is your government's responsibility to end this military action?
No. No, we made it quite clear that the responsibility lies with the Georgian side, you know. It's President Saakashvili who has started this aggression. And frankly speaking, we were disappointed by the reaction, by the U.S. reaction, and by the reaction of our European partners. You know, this administration kept silent while Georgians were actually raising the capital city of South Ossetia, Tskhinvali, but immediately started verbal attacks on Russia when we sent reinforcements to our peacekeepers to save civilians from being brutally and cold-bloodedly killed. You know, the administration knows our position very well. You know, I spent last 3 days communicating with senior State Department officials, making our point clear that we have no plans to invade Georgia, and that the best thing the administration could do is to tell Mr. Saakashvili unambiguously, stop playing games and trying to make bargains. Withdraw unconditionally from South Ossetia. You know, I must stress that previously the administration officials on all levels were assuring us that the U.S. do not support military solution of regional conflicts in Georgia. And we hope, and we also hope, we very much hope that the Georgian brigade transported from Iraq by U.S. military planes would not turn out in the fighting area. This would constitute a serious damage to U.S.-Russian relations.
Now, we just spoke with a Georgian diplomat to the UN. He says your true aim is not to protect these breakaway republics, but to actually move in, overthrow the independent West-leaning government, which wants to join NATO, and install a government more favorable to Russia, a friendlier government to Russia, and dominate Georgia, the whole Caucasus region, in fact, and gain full political control over that area.
This is not true, you know. I should say it's a lie, and a blatant lie, because we have no plans to invade Georgia. We made it quite clear. We do not want to have a regime change in Georgia. That's the Georgian people to decide.
You say you're not going to invade, and yet you've been bombing.
You know, what's actually going on? So, you know, we do not bomb civilian targets. We do not target civilian and commercial infrastructure. Russian military conducts precision strikes to suppress only those military targets that are used by Georgians to attack civilians and peacekeepers in South Ossetia.
We have a news alert here that says Russian troops are now battling Georgian forces in the Georgian town of Gori. That's over the border from South Ossetia.
You know, there are many conflicting statements, you know, but again...
Are you saying that's not happening?
I do not have... We do not have any verified reports from, you know, but I should say there is a huge military base there, so I could not exclude that this military target, I should stress, legitimate military target being suppressed.
What is it going to take? France's President Nicolas Sarkozy is on his way to meet with Russian officials in Russia. What is it going to take for this conflict to end?
You know, again, I should stress, we make our position quite clear. All Georgian troops should be withdrawn from the zone of conflict, and Georgia should sign an agreement of non-use of force with South Ossetia. These are the major preconditions for the situation to de-escalate. And after that, we can discuss technical details and modalities, but this should be done right now. And this is the responsibility of the Georgian government and Mr. Saakashvili.
Alexander Darchev is Russia's chargé d'affaires in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.